This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, it's number 3,000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line, it may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, brought to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball, and as always, brought to you by our good friends at the Innovated Companies. That's innovatedcompanies.com. My friend and Cardinal fan, Randy Green, does a tremendous job, man of his word. If he shakes your hand, says he's going to do something, it's going to get done. He can take care of you whether it's residential, commercial, or industrial. He is a 35-year experienced man, second-generation craftsman. If you have construction needs, heating and cooling needs, electric needs, and now plumbing needs, they can take care of you all underneath one umbrella. That's innovatedcompanies.com. Well, going to talk a little baseball today. We've been exploring. Yesterday we had the opportunity to explore trade targets with our friends Kyle Reese, Brendan Schaefer, and, of course, Moe's Algorithm. Interesting thoughts from all three. The consensus seems to be, you know, Harper or bust for most people these days. I'm under the impression there is one more than one way to skin a cat. Now, I've said since day one that, you know, and I know I'm in the minority now here or whatever, but whether it's Machado or Harper, I think whichever one you set your sights on or whichever one, you know, if you're in on one and he signs somewhere first, you go after the other one, whatever. I think you have to make them say no to you. Now, that being said, I also understand business. You know, I don't own the Cardinals. I don't work for the Cardinals, but I know how business works, and I know that you always have to have a plan B, a plan C, all of that. Now, you know, strong businesses are built on putting together plan A, executing plan A, realizing plan A. But this is a little bit different. You're talking about you're talking about human beings that can take a ton of money and go wherever they want, really. And personal preference does play in this to some degree. The agents do a good job of that. We're seeing that right now with Boris and Bryce Harper. So, you know, could the Cardinals, as reported today, not be as keen on Bryce Harper as we want them to be or as we originally thought they were? We went through this last year, and I can't wait to bring in my friend in a second here and get his thoughts on this. But, you know, I we've had issues here in town with some things with the media, and now you've got people divided on it and things like that, which is fine. You know, think whatever you want. But let's try to remember what the media does, okay? The media, and I don't mean this in a bad way, the media reports. They report things. They don't, you know, when is the last time that you saw a report that was absolute fact? Now, to me, what fact would be, and this is all stemming from the Ken Rosenthal thing that everybody's freaking out about this morning. You know, the Cardinals are not as keen on Harper as, you know, some people have thought. You know, they're more interested in this, that, or the other thing. Okay, so let's address that. So let me tell you something. Here's what I know. Fact reporting is John Mozeliak told me this morning they aren't interested in Bryce Harper, so the Cardinals would be looking at this. That's fact reporting. Okay. A reporter sitting there going, just like I've heard on the radio for the last 24 hours, going, you know, the Cardinals, this just doesn't seem like them. They just haven't done this. This isn't something, you know, so they're not keen. You know, you know, major league sources are telling me, okay, and again, they might be factual. I don't know. But what I do know is this. Guys love to do this. I don't. I don't have the time for it, and it doesn't excite me that much. But I do appreciate the guys that do this. Go to Twitter sometime and watch the guys that take the time to go back through these supposed baseball experts that he's talking about. Ken Rosenthal, Nightingale, John Heyman, all these guys, right? Morosi, all these guys. And I'm not even saying they're doing anything wrong. But these guys sometimes will report the exact opposite at the same time. And they're supposed to be baseball experts. Then go back and look at the things that they said would not happen that do happen. And go back and look at the things that they say wouldn't, you know, it, vice versa. It happens every year. So I don't understand why we freak out every time one of these guys say something. Okay? I know this. Do I want Bryce Harper? Yes. Well, do I want Manny Machado, even though a lot of you don't want him anymore? Yes, I do. Do I want the Cardinals to sign one of them? Yes. But what I really want is for the St. Louis Cardinals to get back in the playoffs and have a realistic chance to win a World Series. If that plan is put into place and it's not exactly what I wanted it to be, well, does that make them wrong? Or does that make me short-sighted because I had my eyes set on one person? When a business really can't do that, they have to be open to all kinds of options, because getting Bryce Harper or Manny Machado was never going to be easy, even if you really 100% wanted him, unless you were willing to take it all the way. And what I mean by all the way is, hey, look, go out, get whatever offer you want, and come back here, and we're going to add $5 million a year to it. That's all the way. Now, see, that's not good business. Even if I want them to do that, that's not good business. So we'll see what happens, but I don't understand why we're freaking out. So I'm sure we'll talk about that today with my friend Benji Molina. And the other thing we're going to talk today with Benji about are a couple of trade targets that have been identified through our show Bowties and Bullshit yesterday. And just want to get his thoughts on those to see if he thinks that if the Cardinals have to pivot in that direction, if those guys could help. So let's go ahead and welcome in on the M4byYachty.com hotline my friend and yours, Benji Molina. How are you, sir?
How you guys doing, man?
Well,
how you guys doing? I'm doing good, man. Ready to go.
We're doing good, doing good. It's getting cold here. It's that time of year where we start being envious of where you live, because
you don't want to hear where I am right now.
Oh, sure we do.
Well, actually, 70 degrees here.
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap. You're right. We don't want to hear it, because it's we're getting down into the 30s here. Yeah, we don't want to hear it. Well, so as you may have heard, I don't know how long you've been on the line, but you know, we did the show yesterday. We've identified a few trade targets. We are fans. You're a fan, just like I am, and just like everybody that listens to this show is. And yeah, we have once like we want like we've talked about it. Bryce Harper. I think you're like me. You don't, you know, whatever on the other stuff. You would be happy with Manny Machado. The fact of the matter is that even though we want those things, they may not happen. You nor I know exactly what the Cardinals truly want and what they truly are willing to do. But it sure sounds like they're out there trying to get better. That's my number one concern, is that I want them to get better. This report comes out from Ken Rosenthal today saying the Cardinals aren't as hot on Bryce Harper as some would want them to believe. I don't know.
And the Cardinals might be laughing at him.
Yeah, they could be. You know, good business would say, and I've said this 100 times, this offseason market, now, unless some teams are playing coy, this offseason market so far has really shaken out, in my opinion, to be in favor of the Cardinals, especially with Harper, because if you ask me, the only two teams that they really, that I think they're really in contention for Bryce Harper with is Philadelphia, Washington, because he's played in Washington. It's comfortable. It's home. Nobody really knows in his mind what he thinks of Washington. He could be thinking, you know what? I've been here this while. It's not working. I don't see it working. I'm ready for it. I just want to go try something else. He may be thinking that. He may be in the back of his mind thinking, I don't like change. I don't want to leave. I love it here. This is my home.
But how many times do we see that and he end up in a team that you're like, what?
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
Like,
that's right.
Here?
That's right.
So,
that's right.
I'm with you 100%. Why the heck do we freak out when somebody said something that's a rumor or somebody told me? Why do you think they don't come out and say, Mozalek told me yesterday that they're not going after Harper? Why do you think they don't do that? Because it's a rumor. Everything they say, it's a rumor, and they have to keep people listening to their Twitter or listening to their Instagram or whatever it is. Yeah, I don't care. But But they have to keep people interested in their thoughts. That's why they say, oh, I heard a rumor the White Sox are after so-and-so. And they start putting teams out there, and it actually probably don't work out that way, but they don't care. They want people to be like we're doing right now, like, holy crap, the Cardinals are not interested for real? I bet you anything right now, Jimbo, the Cardinals are 100% into Harper, 100% into Machado, 100% into Donaldson, 100% into Andrew Miller, 100% into the relievers that we mentioned, like Cody Allen, like Herrera, like Familia. You could keep going on and on and on. Why? Because there's 29 other teams that might want those kids too. So they are 100% in it. And if somebody doesn't work out, all right, that guy Familia went with Phillies. All right, well, who's next? Oh, Herrera is the best next. All right, let's go after him. You see what I mean? That's why I don't follow the rumors. I don't even see him. I mean, I know you see him, but I don't even see him because I'm like, oh, man, another rumor? Really? The Cardinals are not in this guy? How the heck do you know? If you really knew it, you would say the name. You would say, hey, listen, Mull told me they're not in the Harper, but they're in Machado. That's what you would say. But there are rumors, man. I hear you. I'm 100% with you. There's nothing to freak out. The Cardinals are going to go after whoever they need 100%. Believe me.
Now, that doesn't mean they're going to get them. And the one thing that works against the Cardinals is that, you know, this whole bridesmaid thing. And we all know that. It's not – that's not a rumor. That's a fact. They've went after some guys and they haven't gotten them for a variety of reasons. Or they haven't went after guys at all because they just didn't feel like they were that fit. So that being said, could the Cardinals – Is it possible that the St. Louis Cardinals are laughing at all of us and going, yeah, like we're going to give a guy $400 million or we're going to give a guy $350 million. That's just the dumbest. The Cardinals might be doing that. They might be sitting in an office going, do these people realize what a bad business decision it is to give a guy $350 million? They could be.
Yes. But that becomes a bad rumor. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the rumor, another rumor.
Right.
So, they could. They could be saying that. I'm not going to spend $400 million on one guy. I'm going to build a team around. Guess what? The team that won the World Series this year didn't have Machado in the lineup, didn't have Bryce Harper in the lineup, didn't have Cody Allen in the lineup, didn't have Andrew Miller, didn't have Herrera, didn't have Familia, didn't have any of these kids. The guys who went to the World Series and won it. So don't you think they're thinking that too? Like, we don't need those guys to go to the World Series. I mean, us as fans, we would love to have one of those guys in our lineup. But, I mean, they might be thinking that way too. It's like, man, that team that won it, they didn't have those guys, and they still went out there and won it. So they might go another direction too. We just have to wait. But the rumor thing, I don't play that game.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I look at teams, like when I say – if you look at the teams and say, okay, well, who won and what do they have and how are they built? Okay, well, you look at those teams. Now, sometimes things work out in your system a certain way that it benefits you, right? So take, you know, like you're right, they don't have that guy. But what they do have, so let's look at Boston for a second and compare them to this situation. Okay, what they do have is a gentleman named Mookie Betts. I ask all my listeners out there, all of our listeners out there, how much money do you think Mookie Betts would get if he was 26 and a free agent? Does anybody have any idea what Mookie Betts would get? Listen, let me just say this. If you think Bryce Harper or Manny Machado are worth $350 million for 10 years, then what is Mookie Betts worth if he was 26 and a free agent? Now, he's not, and he won't be a free agent until he's 28. Yeah, what about Mike Trout? If Mike Trout was 26 and a free agent, how much money do you think he would get? It would be they would get whatever. They'd get whatever somebody was willing to pay him because that's what it always is, right? Now, if you want to say what a guy's asking for or whatever, you know what? Who knows? Maybe everybody's looking at Scott Boras going, no, not doing it, pal. We're not doing this. This is insane. $300 million, 10 years, take it or leave it. I don't know. We don't know.
But look at what happened to J.D. Martinez. He was looking for $500 million. And the guys already know, the GMs and stuff, they already know they're not going to pay that much money. So he end up with a one-year deal, two-year deal, whatever that was. But see, that could happen too. I mean, Scott Boras is throwing the number out there so everybody puts a number in their head. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen because of what happened last year. They happened the year before. Not everybody's willing to pay that kind of money for one player.
Yeah, well, see, and that's what I'm getting at. So J.D. Martinez signed a five-year deal. Okay, it was $110 million. Okay, so basically his average salary was $22 million. Now, make no mistake about it. J.D. Martinez didn't get the money that some of these other guys are going to get simply because he doesn't offer you anything defensively. He's just a hitter, which he's an awful good hitter.
But he played 57 games in the outfield. That means he can do it. He's not a strictly Big Poppy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now,
he could do it. They just have a better option than him.
Right. Now,
it doesn't mean he doesn't give you the defensive numbers. He could because he can play outfield. He will play outfield for another team. It's just that Boston needed him for the DH because they have three other guys. They're studs out there. That's all. But if you put him in our team and you put him in right field, don't you think he'll play?
Oh, he would have played for us, I would think. God, I'd hope.
That's what I'm saying.
God, I'd hope.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm trying to say. People say, oh, he's not a defender. Yeah, he might not be a good defender, but look at the ones that the Red Sox have in the outfield. Ain't not many people will play in that outfield in defensively. But guess what? He can give you all those numbers he gave you. For me, he's the MVP. For a lot of people, oh, you got to play defense. Get the heck out of here. Then take the DH away then. Well, anyways, but I'm saying he could play outfield. He could play. He played 57 games defensively. 57 games in an outfield that had all those great, great players defensively.
Yeah, they're stacked.
Don't tell me. Yeah, they're stacked. So guess what? He's not the option. But if you put him in the Royals or put him in even in Milwaukee he might not play either. But a team that has an opening in the outfield, he would have played. He would have played outfield defensively in any other team, but they were stuck in Boston. But don't tell me, as a fan, don't come out saying, he doesn't give you this and that. I mean, yeah, he might not be the greatest defender, but guess what? He played 57 games. He played outfield. He can give you outfielders. And believe me, we know about people out of position in our club. So let's not get started with that one.
Okay, and the other thing is, let's just call it what it is. When J.D. Martinez was a free agent, he wasn't 26. I mean, that's it. He wasn't 26. So, I get
that's
it.
That's why their money goes low.
That's right. So, look at Boston again, just like we just said. Mookie Betts, okay, not going to be a free agent until he's 28. And Mookie Betts is going to get paid when he's 28 if he stays on this track, I promise you. But if he was a free agent and he was 26, his price tag would be more than Harper or Machado. I mean, he's been one of the best players in baseball, and he is – I mean, he's probably going to win the MVP. It is what it is. I don't know what to tell you. That's the cost of doing business. Now, the St. Louis Cardinals may decide whatever they decide, and I'll be okay. You know, I won't be okay if they don't get better. Ultimately, I'm going to judge the Cardinals like I do every year. I'm going to look at them, and I'm going to say, did they try to get better? Does that mean that my judgment or your judgment is right? Well, no, because you don't win games on the back of baseball cards, okay? They signed Greg Holland. No matter what you say now, that was a good signing that did not work out. It did not work out. And the people that want to blame the Cardinals and say, well, they should have signed him before spring training, you can't do that because the situation was different. He was not accepting, he was not accepting a one-year contract that early. Okay, that's just not how it works. He still wanted 3 years. And then I'm sure, and like all negotiations, I'm sure it went down to, well, I'll take 2 years from a couple. No, that's not how it works. So
signed Holland. Before spring training, Jimbo, you sign him for 3 years. You know you lose Hudson. You lose all these guys that came up young. Ponce de Leon, we might not even see him the whole year. And guys like that, they don't get developed because of that guy. That's what they're probably thinking, you know. And actually, it didn't work out, but I didn't think he was a bad signing, you know.
Yeah.
I thought he was a great signing.
So let me ask you this question, Benji. If we feel like the Cardinals are trying, okay, maybe not at the end of the day, trying is going to be an interesting word, because to a lot of people, trying means doing what I want them to do, or doing what we all know is the right thing here. So, like, there's, judging by a poll I did yesterday, 77% of our listeners believe that the only answer is either Bryce Harper or Machado, and I know that the majority of those people want Bryce Harper. So no matter what they do, in some fans' eyes, if they don't sign Bryce Harper, it's going to be a loss. Do you believe that, or do you think it's Bryce Harper or bust, or do you really believe that there's a hundred different ways they can improve this team?
Oh, man, there's so many other ways we can be improved. It doesn't have to be those guys, and I know I'm going to have the whole world set Lewis after me, Jimbo, after I say this, but it's just the truth. We're competing with 29 other teams. You don't know if you're going to get Harper. You don't know if you're going to get Machado. And you don't know if you're going to get Donaldson either. So for me to be here and it's one guy or bust, no, it's not one guy or bust, man. I'm going to tell you this. If we stay the same way we are in offense right now, same way we did last year, but you add two names on the bullpen and two big names that go out there and battle with you almost every day, two name guys, and those names I already set many of them. I still go out there and fight my way up to a division, and I will tell you that we could win the division. But that's not what we want, though. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I want. I'm saying that if that's the last resort and we don't get that bat, and we don't get that guy that's a powerful bat, but we get the two guys in the bullpen, I'm happy with that, man. I'm happy with the two men in the bullpen. Now, that's not what I want. I want them to get one of those three guys, but there's other guys out there that can help us too and do the numbers, you know, and help us out in the defensive side. And then the two bullpen guys is very, very key. I hope they listen, because Mosalek said that he listened to us and he knows what I'm saying. So if he's listening, Mo, hey, we need those two guys in the bullpen, buddy. Go after them hard. So let's go get those guys.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different ways that they can improve this team. I've tried to look at it like the whole lineup, and that's the way I think we have to look at this. So I want you and I both to really look at the lineup and how it looks on paper if we do this or we do that. And we're going to do that here in just a second. We want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. The number one thing to do there that we're going to ask you to do is subscribe to the podcast. You just click subscribe and it'll walk you through it. It takes about 30 seconds. It's free. You could also do your Amazon shopping. Christmas time's coming up. If you're shopping at Amazon anyway, if you do it through our website, we get a very small referral and doesn't cost you anything extra. And it takes care of our producers, Brian Croc and Andrew Allen, for all the work they do behind the scenes. So we would appreciate that. Our big ask, though, is social media following. We're trying to grow our social media presence, obviously, every day, just like some of you are. Go to @BirdsOnABatShow. Like us on Twitter. Follow us, I guess, is the term. If you follow us and you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back because we're interested in what you have to say, and there's always great conversation on there. The big push is always Facebook. Go to Facebook, type in Two Birds on a Bat. That'll be our Facebook page once you find it. We're going to ask you to like our page. Click invite your friends. Invite all your friends to like it as well. That would be we would appreciate that very much. The big push right now with all the stuff we have going on is Mondays and Thursdays we do the show with Benji. It's usually out by 5 o'clock. And on Wednesdays we do Bow Ties and Bullshit with Kyle Reese, Brendan Schaefer, and, of course, Mo's Algorithm. When those shows come out, they get pinned to our Facebook page by 5 o'clock. We're going to ask you to like that post. A short comment on it or a long comment on it, anything you want, get engaged in the conversation. And then we're going to ask you to share it. That's how we reach more people and how we get more people involved. So if you do all those things, you're qualified for the contest for some of the prizes we're going to give away over the whole off season, really. So do that. We'd appreciate it. Find us on Instagram, Two Birds and a Bat Show. Follow us there as well. We want to thank lineupmedia.fm for having us be a part of their group as well. Home now to Yo Radio, the streaming platform that is growing leaps and bounds every day. The new version's out. Everybody loves it. Go to your app store on your mobile device. Download Yo Radio. We know you're going to love it. Leave those guys a review. They would greatly appreciate it. To our partners, thank you for your continued support, Gators Baseball Academy. They have their vendor day coming up. We would recommend that you go to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, get the information on vendor day, that you're going to be able to go there and check it out, learn more about the Gators as well. Their four-pillar system, second to none. They're going to put good people in front of your son or daughter when it comes to this wonderful game. They have the Missouri Gators, Illinois Gators now as they expand over to the Illinois side, and, of course, the Gators Baseball Academy for the prep portion of this is when it gets really serious for kids if they have dreams and aspirations of playing in college or beyond. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. To Adam Smokehouse, thank you for your continued support. Guys, we love the tweets. We love the Facebook posts, the comments, the messages about, hey, you know, we went and tried it. You're right. It's awesome. And it is. It's awesome. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are open until 7. You can now find out if they deliver to your location. All you got to do is call and ask. Don't forget, they do tremendous catering, and the food is just fantastic. The specials are always good as well. So that's Adam's Smokehouse located on Watson Road. Tell Mike we said hello. Guys, as I look at this thing, I can't help but think, okay, Benji, I ask you this question, and I don't mean this to be mean, but anything you do that doesn't involve the outfield brings Dexter Fowler back into this thing. Now, that may be a foregone conclusion, and maybe I'm sitting here thinking that if they sign Harper, I mean, Dexter Fowler just sits, or they move him and eat a bunch of money, I don't know. And that's the thing. The St. Louis Cardinals might be sitting in an office listening to me. Well, they're not, but if they were, they might be laughing, going, okay, yeah, that's what we're going to do. We got 3 more years left with this guy, and he's making $15, $16 million. We're just going to sit him on the bench. You know, it's like, no, this is exactly why, because, Jim, you're a dummy. If we give Bryce Harper $35 million a year to play and we're giving Dexter Fowler $15 to sit on the bench, that means we're spending, what, $50 million on one position, and we're not going to do that. So that's why we're not getting Bryce Harper. So if that is the case, which I have no idea what the real issue is, then I'm going to say this. So then I would turn around and say, so you're not going to sign Bryce Harper because you were desperate and gave Dexter Fowler $15 million. Okay, so who knows? But that's kind of how
because he's already done.
Right.
You can't undo what you're already done. That's the reason he might say it. He might come back to you and say, yeah, that's right. We did it wrong. We did it this wrong. We did that wrong. We signed that guy for so, and then we stop here right now. So they might just say it because they're businessmen. I mean, this is what people need to understand. These are not guys that are running the team for the GM is supposed to be the guy, the manager is supposed to be the guy that those guys are the ones running the team, and what do we need, and who do we need? The money, like you just said, the money-wise, that's the ones that are business guys. Those guys are straight-up business players and business, man. And you are not going to give $50 million and have 15 sitting in the bench. I mean, that's going to be crazy to see. But, again, we don't know what they're thinking. We might think that that's a great idea. I mean, they might think that's a great idea. We don't know.
So let me ask you this, Benji. So let's get back to Paul Goldschmidt, because I don't know why, but I just got this feeling that this is the guy we're going to end up with. I don't know why, but it's something that's churning in me that makes me think it's Paul Goldschmidt. So he answers a lot of questions. I mean, you know, you plug him into the three hole. He's a proven hitter. I got no issue with that. He's not a 40 home run guy in Arizona. I wonder if he's going to be a 30 home run guy here in Busch Stadium.
Well, why not? Why not? Because we play in better fields they do over there. San Francisco sucks to hit. Then you go to Colorado, it's huge. The ball flies, but it's huge. It's not a given. Then you keep going to L.A., the ball doesn't travel at night at all. Doesn't even fly anywhere. There's three fields. Then you go to San Diego, it's like playing in a huge freaking football stadium. So those four fields right there are not going to be in our division. Our division is Chicago Cubs. The ball flies out there at times. and he's really short. And then you go to Milwaukee. We all know what Yelich could do in Milwaukee.
Okay, I'll give you that. I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
I was, but
it's okay. Cincinnati is a boom bust, so I mean he could hit some in there. Oh yeah, I'm in with him. The only problem, Jimbo, will be who we got to give away.
Well,
that will be the biggest deal for me.
So here's my issue. Okay, so I'll give you that. You're right. I may have been a little short-sighted on that, but I will say he's going to play 81 games at Busch Stadium, and Busch Stadium's not the most hitter-friendly place, except for a couple of months in the summer. And he plays in Arizona, which we know that that's a hitter's park. So, so let's look at that. I'm talking about really to be. Okay, listen. If he hits 30 home runs and hits 290, between 290 and 300 and drives in 100 runs, who wouldn't want Paul Goldschmidt? I am all over that. I'm looking at the reaction of the things that happens. And he will do that.
He will do it.
I'm sure he will. So here's my thing about Paul Goldschmidt. So that's all positive, right? I will say he checks off the box that for a manager, when you get to write down Paul Goldschmidt batting third every game, boy, that's a nice feeling. I get that, okay? You didn't have to give him $350 million. That's a positive, okay? Now, let's go to the negative. You just already brought it up. They're not going to give away Paul Goldschmidt, and the reason they're not going to give him away is because there'll be other teams wanting him too. It's not like nobody's going to want Paul Goldschmidt, so we're going to get him for nothing. So we're going to have to give up some quality prospects for Paul Goldschmidt. Now, I've said 100 times over, I to get the right guy, I'll trade some prospects. You betcha. You betcha, because we don't know what those prospects are going to be. All right, so I'm happy to get him. Now, here's the real issues as I see them. I want to go on record as saying I don't have near as much a problem with Matt Carpenter playing third as most of the Cardinal fans do. But you're moving Carpenter.
Matt Carpenter might not even be in our lineup next year, Jimbo.
No, I don't.
He might not even be.
I find that hard to believe. All I know is what we have. Okay, I'm going by what we have. If we trade for Goldschmidt, they're not going to want Carpenter. So in that deal, we still have Carpenter. And Carpenter's going to play, so that means Carp's going to play third base. And that also means that Dexter Fowler's going to play right field. So now you got to ask yourselves, do I like the lineup with Dexter Fowler in right, Matt Carpenter at third, and Paul Goldschmidt at first? How much do I like that? Does that really improve me? Okay, so that's number one. Number two, now I get Paul Goldschmidt, and that's great. But now he's going to be a free agent next year at 32 with a pretty darn good resume. Now I put out there he's going to want Pujols money. Of course he's going to want Pujols money. He's 32. He's going to want an 8-year deal. He's going to want that. He's going to want the same thing J.D. Martinez wanted. Okay, I promise you that,
folks. He's going to get a 5-year deal.
And that's what he's going to get. But what he's going to get is a 5-year deal for 20-something million dollars. That's what he's going to get. Now, here's what I don't understand, and this is where everybody has to help me, okay? So we're going to trade for a guy. We're going to give away prospects for a guy to play a position that makes another guy go play another position where he's not very good, that keeps another guy in the lineup that was flat-out awful last year, and yet we're going to engage with him next year, and we're going to give him a 5-year deal. Let's just say it's 5 years. I agree. Let's say it's 5 years. Okay, he's going to want more than Martinez got because he's been better than Martinez, quite frankly. Okay, maybe not. Maybe he hasn't been. I don't know. He's a better first baseman, and he used to steal bases. That's slowing down. So if you go by WAR and all that crap, I don't know. But let's just say he wants $25 million for 5 years. That's probably about right. So you're going to go give him 5 years and $25 million in the exact years of his life that everybody's complaining about that you don't want to pay for Harper. Nobody has a problem giving Harper a 5-year deal, but they don't want to give him a 10-year deal. Well, why? Because you don't want to pay the 5 years after he's 32. But you're going to go give Paul Goldschmidt those 5 years. And you're going to move Carpenter.
But we don't know if we're going to go get him.
Well, that's my point, though, is I'm talking about what people want. It's all It's almost like talking out of both sides of your mouth. Well, I want Paul Goldschmidt, but I don't want to pay Bryce Harper. Well, what do you mean? You're doing the same thing. Now, it's probably going to be about $10 million less a year.
They're not going to do that. They're too smart of a business to notice what you just said, and they're not going to do that. They're not going to go out and do that because it's the same thing as getting Harper. It's what you're saying for 5 years, or trying to get him because they don't know if they're going to get him. Harper right now has a great deal of wanting to go to St. Louis. He wants to go to St. Louis. He loved playing in St. Louis. So that's the guy that you really, really want. If you want to have Machado, Machado doesn't want to go anywhere. Machado wants the biggest offer out there, and he'll play. That's what he wants. So it's a lot different to have a guy that he wanted the money, and you know, I bet you anything, Fowler wanted to stay in the Cubs. He didn't want to leave the Cubs. But guess what happened? The Cubs don't want to offer him the money that the Cardinals did. So the Cardinals offered that money, and you think he's going to say, no, I'm going to stay with the Cubs? Hell no. He took the money, and he's here. So that's what's going to happen. You got to see all that stuff. And I know they do. They do their homework. They're not dumb. And they need to know that 6 years, look at what he turned down in the Nationals, what I saw. If it's right, if it's true.
10 years, $300 million. I don't know if it's true. 10 years, $300 million.
Yeah. So that's $30 million a year, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that $30 million a year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, yeah, $30 million a year. He turned it down to be home, to be in a place he's comfortable with, to be in a place that his family's growing up over there. He turned down $330 million a year for 10 years. If it's true, we don't know what's true or not. Those people can say whatever the heck they want, but we don't know what's true. If it's true, that's crazy. But anyway, so now you know you have to be over that if you want to get that guy. You have to be over, or wait until J.D. Martinez happens again, and you might be able to get him for a lot less years. That's just the bottom line. But that's what the team, that's what the Cardinals and everybody else interested are doing, waiting for those $300 million 10 years that he said no to. That's what the Scott Boras wanted, to start the whole ball rolling at 310. Nope, we don't want that. They start with that. And they're doing it. That's what his specialty is. It's getting the most out of it. The last couple of years, Jimbo, Scott Barra has been hit in the wall, even though that's great money, what JD got. I mean, I'm not saying he's not. But the last couple of years, that Scott Barra haven't had what he's been looking for. He's been saying all this stuff, oh, going crazy. I want this. I want this. My client wants this. If not, he's not going to sign. Well, he haven't been getting it. He's been stuck. So let's see what the GMs do.
You know, here's the thing for me. I look at it this way. If they traded for Goldschmidt, I wouldn't be unhappy. If they signed Bryce Harper and gave him an obscene amount of money, I wouldn't be unhappy. If they signed Machado, I wouldn't be unhappy. I'm at the point now where I want the Cardinals to be better, so I'm willing to do just about anything, even if it's not exactly what I want them to do. And I think a lot of Cardinal fans are probably going to have to be on board with that type of thinking because, as I've said before, we have zero idea what they're really thinking. They may be sitting in a room going, we are all in on Bryce Harper, but guys, we're going to play it close to the vest. We're going to float out Goldschmidt. We're going to float out all these other ideas because this is business. We don't want, it's like buying a car. We're not going to walk into the car dealership and go, I want this exact car right here and I don't want any other car. Because then the car salesman says, well, why would I cut any money off of it? This is exactly what you want. Okay. You brought up the fact that if Harper turned down $300 million for 10 years from Washington, that says a lot about two things. Number one, if that was his home and he looked at it as, I've got everything I need right here, well, why does he need anything else? Well, now, okay, because he either believes one of two things. Washington will increase their offer, and I'll get to stay home, and I'm going to play somebody against something I love, which I think is always funny, because it's business, right? So he's going to take that chance. Or in his mind, he's like, look, I'm just going to go where the money's at. There's going to, you know, his agent's probably going, look, there's all kinds of great clubs out there. And we do know that Scott Boras likes the Cardinals. So he has a little bit, like, business is business. But he doesn't have a bad working relationship with the St. Louis Cardinals. Would it surprise me if Scott Boras didn't say, look, I know for a fact the Cardinals are going to be interested. I'm not saying they're going to go the whole nine yards with you here, but they're going to be interested. And you talk about a great place to play. If it worked out where you went there, you would not be unhappy. I could see that conversation happening. Now, will it happen? Who knows? But I will say this. None of these things that they do, if they improve the club, am I going to dog on them or bitch about them or complain? Because ultimately they're doing what we want them to do, and that's try to get better. Now, we can all debate what makes them better. Like I said, if Matt Carpenter goes to third and Paul Goldschmidt plays first and Dexter Fowler's in right field, so I say to you, if Dexter Fowler hits 180, or let's say he even has a better year and hits 210, okay, and Matt Carpenter.
Well, no, it's not for sure that Dexter. It's not for sure that Dexter's going to play. Well, I don't know where you're getting that.
Well, I only know. Idea. Well, unlike. But wait a minute. Unlike rumors.
We already saw that the money didn't matter when it came to play. He just got hurt. He was playing less and less and less, and that's what was going to happen. But if you think he's going to play, let's see if he stays. Everybody. They didn't like him. They didn't like him because he can play a defense. He couldn't catch the bad throws. How's that? But he has to play 80 some RBI, 20 home runs, close, and 300. Where are you gonna get that production? Is Dexter Fowler gonna give you that?
Well,
because I don't think so.
Well,
so,
I don't either. I don't either. Know. I don't either, Benji, but what, you know, in, not a rumor, a fact, was that your new, see, nobody liked Mike Matheny because he's basically said, look, Dexter Fowler's not our best player. And everybody was mad at Mike Matheny over it. So the new manager comes out and says, Dexter Fowler's my right fielder and I'm going to play him. And he has a nice game. And
yeah,
then
because
they
need to fight, because he was already lost season for them at that point. And they wanted to see what that guy could do, and if not, they were going to sit him. That was what's going to happen. Anyways, he's shown us, Martinez shown us, that he's positioned to lose. Don't you think? Seriously, think about it. Isn't it Martinez right field right now, or first base, whatever you want to put him, a position to lose?
If you're not
with that, holy crap, seriously, what the heck do we want then? Because this kid just gave you 80 RBIs on a team that he wasn't even supposed to play because he couldn't catch the bad throws. He gave you 80 RBIs, 20 home runs. He was the key guy, a clutch guy. 300 batting average. I would not pencil him out of my lineup. I tell you that right now. I don't care if Dexter Fowler comes out healthy and I don't know. I'm sorry, but I love Dexter Fowler. He's a great guy. But that kid, 80 RBIs in a team that couldn't get RBIs, couldn't get runs supposedly, and he gave you 80. Ozuna gave you 85 or something like that. I mean, come on, you can't pencil those guys out. Who's gonna get the game-winning RBI or double? Who's gonna give us right now the double for the RBI to get to win the game? That's crazy, man.
I don't disagree with you at all. I don't disagree with you at all. All I know is what the manager did when he took over last year. The guy that was hit, the guy hitting 300 and driving in runs, hit the bench.
Yeah, but guess what? I bet you anything he did it to prove to the guys, like, okay, I'm going to put you in. You're my guy. Okay, it didn't work out. Bye-bye. Let's sit down in the bench. Let's put the guy who's in. I bet you anything he did it for that, like to tell people, all right, here's your guy. You pay this guy. Okay, you're my guy.
So if I'm hearing you right, the Paul Goldschmidt thing to you, and I will say this, I have no issue with this. So the Paul Goldschmidt thing to you is Jose Martinez in right field. If you sign Paul Goldschmidt, Carpenter goes to third. So if I look at that, I look then at a lineup of Carpenter leading off, Jose Martinez batting second, Paul Goldschmidt batting third, Ozuna batting fourth. There's my top four. I can live with that. I could live with that. I think you and I are on the only thing I think you and I are disagreeing here is I think they're going to play Dexter Fowler and they're going to run him in the ground. But we'll see.
But that's what you think they will do. That's what we think they will do. That's not what we're saying here. We're saying that they shouldn't do that because they have a guy that already gave you 80 RBI. And he gave you 20 homers, and he gave you 300. That's what I was saying. You know, they shouldn't do it, but you're saying they might do it. But I think they shouldn't. I think it's a disgrace. It's like the MVP award not giving it to a DH guy. So why have the position then? Why have the DH? Why have a Frank Thomas when he was okay? Of course, I'm not saying he wasn't, but he was most at DH. And he's going to go, he's in the Hall of Fame. And guess what? Big Papi played only in interleague games in first base. Only in interleague games he played first base. And guess what? He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He's going to get in. So why have it that position if you're not going to give it to him, right? So I think it's a disgrace. I think it's an embarrassment for MLB in this case because I don't know why they have to have three guys battling for the finalist crap deal. That I got no idea why, because they should be the top five, top six, whatever it is. How about if it's 10 guys in the year that had great years? 10 guys. Why can't that be a fight of 10 people? A fight of 10 players because the 10 players were the best players that year. 10. Who cares if it's three finalists? Nobody cares about that. Where's all the older guys that had great years? All those guys that feel proud of themselves because they had a great year. Come on, man. It's an embarrassment for MLB not to have J.D. Martinez in that. Not in the top three finalists because I don't like that either. But at least on the five, on fighting for it. You know what I mean, Jimbo?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'm with you. So, well, listen, I'm going to let you get out of here. I know you're on your way and you're driving through the desert there and you got places to be, but I appreciate the conversation today. I know we'll talk again on Monday. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, these quick GM meetings. There are going to be a lot of speculation, a lot of quote unquote rumors, and we'll go from there. So for me, we're going to see how this thing plays out and go from there. But I want to thank you for joining us on the m4byyachty.com hotline, and I want to wish you safe travels, my friend.
Thank you. Go first, baby. Go first.
All right. That is Benji Molina, and as I mentioned on the m4byyachty.com hotline, he's a production guy, right? And I know it's hard to sit a guy down on the bench that basically hit 300 and drove in 80 something runs, and you know has some. I think Jose Martinez is a good number two hitter. Hits the ball the other way, has some pop. Can drive the baseball. I guess I could be on board with that. If you told me that's what you were going to do, then I could live with that. But I don't know that they're going to do that. So we'll see what happens. Because you can only do so much. I get that too. If you went and traded for Paul Goldschmidt and then you improved the bullpen, now you're onto something. Okay. But I just find it odd that everybody's okay with giving Paul Goldschmidt a bunch of money for 5 years in his declining years, and you don't want to pay Bryce Harper that money, or the Cardinals may not want to, whatever the case may be, because of the declining years. He's only 26. If you give him a 10-year deal, he'll be 46. Well, if you sign Goldschmidt for 5 years when he's 32, he'll be 37. I don't understand. I think we just look at something right away. It's like a shiny new toy, and we don't realize, do we really want to play with this toy 2 or 3 years from now? And that's, if Paul Goldschmidt was 26, it'd be this. See, everybody just conveniently forgets that the big part here is that these guys are 26. You know? If Albert Pujols would have been a free agent at 26, it would have been a non-issue. But they gave him the money. They gave him his contract early. That 10-year contract that he signed for that security of $100 million was an unheard-of thing at the time. Okay, he did it. He got his security, but it took him out of his prime earning years. So I'm sure that, as agents go, they said, well, by signing that contract, you gambled, you took the security, but the reality of it is you played a few years at a discount, and he did. So now it's time to go get paid. I mean, I don't understand why people don't look at it that way. These guys are independent businessmen, and they want to get paid. Paul Goldschmidt, you know, for anybody that's curious, okay, at the age of, 26, I believe he signed a 5-year, $32 million contract. That's an average salary of $6 million. He's going to make $14.5 million this year. He's been one of the best hitters in baseball for the last few years. Are you telling me he's not going to want to get paid for the same reasons Albert Pujols didn't want to get paid? You think you're going to sign him and talk him into taking less money to stay here? Come on. People that are walking around going, oh, come on, the Cardinals are not going to sign Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, but you think they're going to trade for Paul Goldschmidt and he's going to sign here for okay money? Come on. How can you talk out of both sides of your mouth? And hey, as I said, if they trade for him, I'll be happy because I know the dude can hit. That I know. I know you can pencil him in at third. I know he can play first base. I don't think he drops too many balls thrown around him. I know he knows how to do the footwork around the bag. He used to be fast. He used to steal some bases for you. That's kind of declining because he's getting older, as they all do. So anyway, good stuff today. You know, we didn't even get into the other target that I'm interested to find out from Benji about. We'll wait and talk about that next week. But we got plenty of time, right? I mean, it's off season. Who knows when this will break? I'm sure if the Cardinals do make moves, I can anticipate some special edition type shows, not waiting just to address it and talk about it. But it's all good. Love it. Appreciate everybody's participation in our poll. Like I said, it was a big number. I think fans are tired of the bridesmaid thing. That's a foregone conclusion. I don't think people want to feel like you're falling back anymore on second or third tier. The issue here is that I think the St. Louis Cardinals being quote-unquote players means that you're going to get somebody that I think is productive. The whole Ozuna thing became an issue because of how well Christian Yelich did in Milwaukee. So then it became, once again, we got the second best guy. Or the third best. We didn't get Stanton, and then so we traded for Ozuna, and it turns out Yelich, so I'm sure that played into it a little bit because, as people said, his season wasn't awful. It just wasn't as good as it was the year before. Now, the health thing and all that, we're going to find out, right? I mean, he's got a year left. Nobody should be more motivated next year to come in here and hit 30 home runs and hit 300 than Marcell Ozuna. Play hard, throw the ball, show the defense that won him a gold glove. Nobody should be more motivated to do that than Marcell Ozuna. So let's see what happens with Marcell Ozuna. If Marcell Ozuna is so good that we can't afford to sign him to a long-term contract, that means we will have gotten an unbelievable season from Marcell Ozuna. But it will be interesting to see how it plays out. Because that's another thing, it's almost like we forget that Marcell Ozuna is going to be an unrestricted free agent after this season. So that's going to cost some money if you want to keep him. And if you don't want to keep him, well, then you got to replace him. And again, I understand that everybody thinks that Tyler O'Neill is a logical replacement for Marcell Ozuna. Whether you like Marcell Ozuna or not, what has Tyler O'Neill done at the big leagues at this point to make you think that he's better than Marcell Ozuna? I'm not saying he won't be, but what's he done? So you can say that about a lot of young guys, and he's going to get his opportunities. We'll see what happens. But either way, St. Louis Cardinals, they need to improve the roster. I'm confident they're going to do that. Am I confident it's going to be exactly what I want? No, only because it's not really realistic. So in the end, I will judge them by what they do and how it works out. I said last year that I would judge the offseason at the end of the offseason. I'll do that as well. But as a good friend of mine pointed out on the Blue Show that I do, as I said it before, you know, never seen paper lift a Stanley Cup. I've never seen the offseason win a World Series trophy. The players still have to go out and perform. Lots of teams. I mean, I can think of numerous teams over the years that you look at their offseason and go, gee, many Christmas. Just put them in the World Series, and they don't make it. The Washington Nationals have been that team once. When he looked at it and went, holy cow, what are these guys? You know, there's a lot of teams that have been that team that you're like, wow, look at this. So, you know, I'd like to believe that when it comes right down to it, that the Cardinals and what they say means a lot. If you want to, you know, they've come out and said it. This isn't rumor. They have come out and said that they need to upgrade their roster so that they can win a division. Well, if you would be an idiot to have watched what's went on in our division the last couple of years and not realize that the ante is upped in this division, that 90 wins isn't going to get it done. It's going to take 100 wins. So if you try to get 100 wins and you get 95 or you get 102, or that's the range you got to be in. This current roster is nowhere near ready to win 100 games. Winning 100 games is hard, okay? It's not easy. I mean, I don't mean to say that like, oh, yeah, just got to win 100 games. It's not easy, okay? But what does 90 wins get you? Right? I mean, what does 90 wins get you? Anymore, especially. Does it guarantee you anything? No, it doesn't. Milwaukee won 96 games this year. Cubs won 95. Right? So, you know, your floor is 95 wins. You need to strive for 100 wins. Okay? The roster that we currently have got us 88. So, I think we all know 88's not enough. Can you plan to go into a season? I mean, does anybody sit down and go, well, Milwaukee and Chicago are going to come back down to 90 wins, so we got to get to 90. No, you can't do that. Can't do that, especially when those two teams have shown you the last couple of years that they're going to up the ante here. They've upped it. They're trying to get better. So that's where I'm at on this. You've got to add let's be realistic here. You got to add 10 wins to your team. How are you going to do it? You got to add 10 wins to that team. How are you going to do it? We'll see. It's going to take a player, and it's going to take some bullpen. That's how you add 10 wins to the team. But we'll see what happens. It's going to take a real player. It's going to take some real bullpen help. That's how you add 10 wins to a team. But we'll find out. Interested to see where this thing goes. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. I want to thank Benji Molina for joining us on the M4byYachty.com hotline. Of course, my friend Randy Green at InnovativeCompanies.com, residential, commercial, industrial, he's got you covered. I can't say enough about what a tremendous human being he is. Give him an opportunity for your business. Construction, heating and cooling, electric, or plumbing, he's got it taken care of for you. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. Patio's, your original party place. Never forget about Patio's, folks. It is the premier spot. I know a lot of ballpark village stuff's happening that you see the construction, but it doesn't get any better than Patio's, folks. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, thank you. Your support means everything to us. We're proud to mention you on this show. We believe in what you're doing. The four-pillar system, guys, check it out. It means everything when it comes to the development of not only the player, but the person. That's Gators Baseball Academy, now in Missouri and Illinois. Find out more at GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Their vendor day's coming up. A lot of you guys listening to the show have kids that play sports. You're going to want to go check out vendor day. Adam Smokehouse, I'm hungry. It's lunchtime for me right now, and I'm thinking about lunch. So it happens every time we do this show. We conveniently do it right before lunch, and we have been known to hop in the car and take a little drive. For some of you, it's not much of a drive at all. And for some of you now, you can get delivery. So call Adam Smokehouse, find out if you are available for that delivery. They also do catering, and Mike is a tremendous guy that really takes care of his customers. That's Adam Smokehouse on Watson Road. Going to thank lineupmedia.fm for allowing us to be a part of their network, home of Yo Radio. Download that streaming device. I'm telling you guys are going to love it. It's on your mobile app store. It's a streaming platform for wonderful music, stations, things that are going on. You guys are going to absolutely love it. Download it today. Find us at twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the podcast, which is free. Do your shopping at Amazon. We would appreciate it. Find us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. You follow us and you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook, type in Two Birds on a Bat, like our page, click invite your friends, please do so. When the pin post comes out, usually by 5 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, we're going to ask you to like that post, throw a comment on it, and then share it, please. That just helps us reach more Cardinal fans and invite them into our network. To all the Facebook groups out there, we couldn't do this without you. Again, I mention them every week, RallySquirrel.com, been with us since the beginning. Nate McHenry just does a wonderful job with that group. It's a big one, 100,000 strong. Mick Light at Art City Media, he's 150,000 strong. I mean, just guys that are really involved in the community. The fast-growing Cardinals Nation and Cardinals 24/7, my friends, you know, Chris Lawless, who's, you know, just tireless efforts to continue to grow that community are appreciated by all of his comrades and us as well, as we love being, we almost feel like partners with those guys because we're so in lockstep with what they're doing as well. But, you know, whether it's Ron, Gino, Crash, the whole gang over there just does an amazing job, and they love Cardinal baseball. They love when you guys want to get involved in it. That's Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. And guys, be on the lookout with Team of Rivals and all that stuff they got going. They're growing every day. So if you're interested in doing stuff, I'm sure they'd love to hear from you. So that's Cardinals Nation, Cardinals 24/7. Two of my favorite groups that I want to send a shout-out to, of course, with Linda and Vicky taking care of fans of Yadier Molina. Again, a logical Facebook group for us with our connection with the Molina family, obviously. And, of course, I am a Cardinal fan. Yes, I am. Two of the best groups out there. We get so much feedback from you guys. Please keep it coming in your Facebook group. It means a lot to us. St. Louis Cardinals crew is a great one. That's just another one that it seems like when we post a show in there, we always get people engaged with us, and we want to thank you. Cardinal Freak, always sharing our stuff. Thank you. It means a lot to us. St. Louis Cardinals Nation, STL Cardinals, Cardinals Country. Baseball Heaven's a good one as well. So we try to make sure we hit them all between the three shows of the week, and just our way of saying thank you. For all of us here at Two Birds and a Bat, let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.